Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you tonight by SFCU. I'm live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. Tonight we decided to do a little Tri-Valley Friday night matchup as it's the Edmiston boys taking on GMU, and tip-off will be in just a few minutes. Speaking of tip-off, it's time for the Butler Auto tip-off show. Of course, Butler is the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. In a game that just finished up here that we did not have on the radio, the GMU girls defeated Edmiston by a score of 47-36. GMU's Hannah Bonskowski hit 5 three-pointers, finished with 20 points to lead the Raiders to the victory here over Edmiston. So that was a fun one. I got to sit here, keep some stats, and do some of our WCDO Twitter updates. So we did that, and then we're planning to do this GMU and Edmiston boys game here on the radio tonight. So we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll come back, we'll set the scene, get you ready for tip-off. A lot of firepower out here on the court tonight. Should be a good one. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We got high school hoops on a Friday night here on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We're wrapping up the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight as we're getting you set for the Edmiston boys on the road here at GMU tonight, and set to be a fun one. We're going to get set right for the opening tip. No anthem, no starting lineups. A lot of times with the way things are going in this shortened season, teams are just getting out there and having fun and kind of skipping all the other stuff and just saying, hey, okay, let's get out there and have some fun here tonight. So we're going to have the opening tip between Greg DeVries here of Edmiston, and this will be Dalton Proskin for GMU. So we'll get you those starting lineups in just a moment. As both teams always familiar with each other in the Tri-Valley League, and I think we have two of the biggest scorers in the area on both of these rosters, in Edmiston's Josh Martin and GMU's Gavin Bonskowski. So Edmiston's going to win the opening tip. Here's Kyle Off for three, rolls off the back of the rim. Greg DeVries with a rebound, feeds one back over to Off, and it rolls out of bounds, and the ball will go to GMU. They are in the home white uniforms tonight, with the blue and the gold trim, says Raiders in blue lettering, across the front of the chest there. Here's Dylan McVay across the midcourt timeline now for the Raiders. Again, we'll get you those starting lineups in just a moment. But McVay on the far side will now go to Skylar Norton in the corner, to Bonskowski, back out to Norton. They'll feed it back to Bonds in the corner for a fall-away jumper. Good for Gavin Bonskowski of GMU. 7:25 to go in this first quarter. Here's Edmiston. They're in the road orange uniforms with the black trim. Says Panthers in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Off will feed one down low. The shot here for Colin McEnroe is no good, and a rebound for Skylar Norton. So again, GMU will start with number 2, Dylan McVay. Number 20, Gavin Bonskowski. Number 22, Dalton Proskin. Number 24, Skylar Norton. And number 30, Dominic Hartwell. GMU coming in off a victory over Unadilla Valley last night. Edmiston coming in off a defeat against Cooperstown. GMU with the ball, left wing side for Norton, tries to take it to the rim. It's blocked away there, and we'll have a foul. Early foul on Edmiston. Looks like this one will be on Kyle Off. And so we'll get you those starting lineups here in just a moment for the Edmiston Panthers on the road here tonight at GMU. Ball is tipped, somehow comes back to Norton. He glides into the paint, tries a shot there, no good, and a rebound for DeVries into the safe hands of Josh Martin, the senior guard who is a three-sport athlete. Had him on the Nate Law podcast not long ago, and was fun to talk with him about what he's thinking in the future. DeVries will take it to the rim here on the left wing side and put it up and in. It makes it 2-2 with 6.5 to go in this first quarter. And here is McVay, silky smooth guard in the backcourt here for GMU. Has very nice handles. Ball at the top of the key, goes to the right side now. McVay looking for options. We'll go to the high post now for Dominic Hartwell. Down low for Bonskowski. Forces one up here over a defender. No good. Out of bounds, and we'll stay with GMU with 6:08 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 2 apiece. So GMU will look to get it in, and they will. Step back three here is off the mark from Hartwell, and a rebound to DeVries underneath. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to GMU. Edmiston's starting lineup, number 14, Greg DeVries, number 15, Kyle Off, number 21, Tyler Jennings, number 23, Colin McEnroe, and number 24, Josh Martin. So the Raiders will look to get it in, and a good cut there, and they find Dalton Proskin, who is right there to put it up and in. The kiss off the glass is good off the nice inbounds pass there. So that gives GMU a 4-2 lead with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Straight away off for three for Edmiston. Off the back of the rim, rebound for Proskin. And an outlet pass to Bonskowski. And ahead now for Dominic Hartwell. Hartwell will get it into the hands of Dylan McVay. McVay on the left wing side. GMU again going right to left. They'll zip one to the right wing side for Proskin. Three-point line extended. Now comes back to Bonskowski. Little shimmy shake into the paint. Tries to toss it up. It's intercepted and partially blocked. Ahead now for Josh Martin. Tries to take it to the rim. It rolled off the front and wouldn't go. Did everything but finish there. Back out for McEnroe. His shot won't go. Proskin with another rebound. We'll have a foul underneath. This one will be on Edmiston. And we'll see who they get it on. With 5:15 to go in the first quarter, foul's going to be here on Tyler Jennings, his first team second. With 5:15 again to go in this first quarter, it's GMU 4 and Edmiston 2. Boys varsity basketball tonight here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. McVay to the top of the key now, looking to set up the GMU offense, and passes to the left wing side for Gavin Bonskowski. Now they reverse it back to McVay on the right side. Pump fakes, goes to Hartwell, dribble drive in the paint, stripped, but it gets it to Bonskowski for a long two in the corner. It's off the mark, out of bounds. Last touch by GMU, so Edmiston will get it back with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. And so Edmiston will bring it up, coming off some tough games they've had over the last couple of days, playing Cooperstown. Always a tough opponent are the Hawkeyes. DeVries down low in the paint, is able to finish this one. DeVries with both buckets so far for Edmiston, and we're tied up at 4 apiece with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. GMU tries a home run pass, ahead now for Hartwell, and the left-handed layup is good. Good home run quarterback pass there from Bonskowski, finding Hartwell, makes it 6-4. GMU boys on top, Edmiston trying to answer as they go left to right. They work one down low for McEnroe, puts it up, left-handed layup, no good, and another rebound for Proskin. A head down for Dylan McVay, trying to go coast to coast. The kiss off the glass is no good. Martin hustles back for a rebound, and Josh comes back up the floor on the right wing side. Stops, and now we'll pop one over to Tyler Jennings. Backdoor pass for McEnroe, off the glass and good. Colin McEnroe with the basket. We're tied at 6 apiece with 3:50 to go in the first quarter between the Edmiston boys and GMU. It's a fast-moving first quarter. McVay across midcourt, and we'll give a chest pass to Gavin Bonskowski on the right wing side. Dribble drive here, floater in the lane for Bonds. It won't go. Gets his own rebound now, puts it back up. That also rolls off, gets another rebound, and now we'll pull it back out to reset the offense. 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Bonskowski looking for options, and we'll chest pass it to Dominic Hartwell on the left wing side. Coming off the screen is Proskin. Right side stripped to the basketball. It's loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Edmiston will come away. Here's DeVries in transition. Off the glass and good for Greg DeVries. He has 6 points. And it's 8-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Edmiston taking the lead here over the GMU Raiders. Across the midcourt timeline and the Eagle logo there for Gilbert Solmon up, then that's Skylar Norton. Norton into the safe hands of the guard, Dylan McVay, and now to Hartwell on the left wing side. We'll feed one back to Dalton Proskett. GMU working the ball around. Good movement here on offense. They go to Bonskowski straight away. Three hit the left side of the rim. Wouldn't go. DeVries skies for a rebound and Windexes the glass. So we come up on 2.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-6. Edmiston boys on top. Taking their time on offense. They go to DeVries at the high post. Kicks one into the left corner for Martin. Step back three. Got it. First bucket of the game for Josh Martin. Nails a three-pointer in the corner. And Edmiston jumps out to an 11-6 lead with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. GMU trying to answer with McVay up near midcourt as GMU goes right to left. Feeds one to the left side for Proskin. Now they reverse it back to the right side for McVay. Looking for options, finds Bonskowski off a screen. Straightaway three is good for Bonskowski. And Gavin now with 5 points. His first three of the ball game makes it 11-9. That was a big bucket there for GMU with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Kyle off. On the far side now for Edmiston. Thought about pulling the trigger, but didn't. And now we'll go to Tyler Jennings. Deep three from straightaway. Got it for Jennings. Big time three there for the Panthers. Makes it 14-9 with 1:35 to go in this first quarter. GMU back up the floor with McVay. McVay on that right side. Quickly to Bonskowski. Little dribble drive here. Wants to pull it out. Tried to dribble between his legs. Lost control of it. Has to pick it up now. Stripped from behind almost by Martin, but Gavin's able to hold on. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. Edmiston boys leading GMU 14-9. They work it to the interior. Proskin puts it up, won't go. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Proskin, so Edmiston will get it back. Raiders need a stop here with 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. I know it's early, but when Edmiston has that firepower of Josh Martin and DeVries is off to a hot start here tonight, you don't want to spot him too much of a lead. Into the corner now. Panthers with a bucket. No. Boy, it was halfway down there for Kyle off. Wouldn't go. DeVries couldn't catch up to the rebound. It rolls out of bounds, and the Raiders will get it back. With 55 seconds to go in the first quarter, here's McVay in the backcourt. McVay looking to set up the offense here with 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's 14-9, GMU trailing Edmiston in this boys' contest. The girls, GMU winning before this by a score of 47-36. Now DeVries will take it the length of the floor. I think he thought about a little slam dunk action there, but instead decides to just lay it up and in, and it's 16-9 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. As I was saying, GMU girls winning over Edmiston in a game that started at 5:30 tonight by a score of 47-36. Raiders with the ball, but Proskin was falling out of bounds and couldn't stop himself in time. And so Edmiston will get it back with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter, and our score is 16-9. Edmiston boys on top. GMU is going to go to the bench. Kyle Myers will check in, and Skylar Norton will get a quick breather late here in the first quarter. So here is Josh Martin across the midcourt timeline looking for the final shot of the quarter with the shot clock off. Martin left side dishes one into the corner. Now for Tyler Jennings to DeVries at the high post. Pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound GMU, 5 seconds left. Can they get a shot off? Hartwell from about half court. He's good, and it's no good. First quarter in the books. It is Edmiston 16, GMU 9 in this boys' varsity basketball contest tonight. I'm Nate Lawlin. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream and our game audio archive. Go back and listen to games anytime for free, courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Edmiston boys on the road here tonight at GMU, leading 16-9. GMU with the basketball. And the Raiders come to the near side here with Devin Hartwell. It was stripped back down the floor here for the Panthers. They go to Martin in the left wing corner. Martin, little dribble drive, floater in the lane, is up and good. Josh Martin now with 5 points, and Edmiston leads 18-9 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. McVay across the midcourt timeline. And slows it down here, looks to set up the offense as GMU's in the home whites with the royal blue trim and the gold trim. They go to the left wing side for McVay. Coming off a cut is Bonskowski. Deep NBA range three. Left it just a little bit short. Not enough mustard on that one. Bonskowski with a rebound. Feeds one into the corner now. He was able to chase it down. Hartwell, a pull-up jumper. That was Dominic Hartwell. Missed his shot. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound, and possession arrow will keep it with GMU. Edmiston going to the bench as well. Gavin McEnroe will come in. Actually, we're going to have a timeout on the floor. With 6:50 to go in the second quarter, Edmiston boys leading 18-9 on the road at GMU. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:45 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. The Edmiston boys leading Gilbert Silmount Upton 18-9. Leading scorers so far for Edmiston, Greg DeVries with 8. For GMU, Gavin Bonskowski with 5. Here's Martin on the right side now for Edmiston. Silky, smooth shot from downtown. And Martin now has 8 points to match DeVries, and Edmiston has pumped this out to a 21-9 lead over GMU with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Here is McVay to the right wing side, closely guarded here by McEnroe of Edmiston. They'll go back to Devin Hartwell. Devin finds Dominic Hartwell on the left wing side, gets to the high post, picks up his dribble in a tough spot. He's going to have to work one off to McVay with 10 on the shot clock. McVay, left side, little killer crossover, tries to take it to the interior, puts it up, and rolls in. McVay with a good drive there and a good finish, making it 21-11 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Edmiston across midcourt with Tyler Jennings. Jennings, a bounce pass into the corner now, as Edmiston in the orange with the black trim goes left to right. They'll feed one down low. The kiss off the glass there for Colin McEnroe is no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up again, and it's like there's a lid on the rim. Off the miss, finds another rebound, kicks it out for a three for Tyler Jennings. That won't go. And finally, on the third try, GMU's able to get a rebound. Good work, though, by McEnroe. He would put it up, miss, grab it, put it up, miss, grab it, and kicked it back out. GMU back down the floor with McVay. This would be a big possession here if they could get a bucket. And here is Hartwell, top of the key. Feeds it inside for Proskin. Good. So Dalton Proskin off the feed from Devin Hartwell. Makes it 21-13 with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Martin back down the floor. Boy, huge three here for Josh off the back of the rim. And Proskin skying for the rebound. Boy, that one was from about Cope's corners there, folks. That was a deep three from Josh Martin with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Edmiston leading 21-13. GMU with the basketball. Here's Bonskowski, a deep three of his own from straightaway. Got it, Bonskowski. With a three ball there, he's got 8, makes it 21-16 with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Edmiston with the basketball. GMU's right back in this game. They were trailing 21-9. All of a sudden, it's 21-16. Panthers to the interior for DeVries. Back out. Three ball here for the Panthers. Good. Shot from downtown from Gavin McEnroe. Makes it 24-16 off that three ball. With 4:15 to go before the halftime break. Nate Law with you tonight here on WCDO in a fast-moving contest between the Raiders and the Panthers here tonight at GMU. McVay on the right side. Tries to go to the interior. No, finds Bonskowski. Left side for three off the back of the iron. It's too strong. Rebound for Martin. Boy, these guys are shooting some deep threes. Martin and Bonskowski, that's for sure. 3:50 to go, second quarter now. A steal by Proskin. Edmiston was trying to take it to the interior. Tyler Jennings with a pass. Proskin was right there to get his mitts on it. With 3:40 to go, second quarter, here's Bonskowski across the midcourt timeline. And on the right wing side he goes. Bonskowski to the interior, tries a little up and under. It was blocked. Edmiston quickly in transition. Back down the left side of the floor. Here's Martin. A transition three, too strong. Rebound by Hartwell on the far side. And Devin Hartwell was in good position there to grab that loose ball. 3:20 to go before the halftime break. It's 24-16. We'll have a timeout taken by GMU. Again, 3:20 to go in the first half. It's the Edmiston boys leading GMU 24-16. We'll be right back on CDO.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout, GMU with the basketball. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 24-16. Here's Gavin Bonskowski as GMU goes right to left. Back out to McVay. Feeds it to the far side for Hartwell. Steps in for three. Oh, rolled all the way around the rim. Wouldn't go down. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Edmiston. Good-looking shot there from Dominic Hartwell. It swirled all the way around the world and then popped free. So 2:40 to go, second quarter. It's 24-16. Panthers with the ball. Here is Martin, right side three. Got it. Just when you think you're coming back, Martin's right there to say, not so fast. He's got 11 points, and it's Edmiston 27, GMU 16, with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. GMU going right to left, left side of the floor in the white uniforms with the blue trim. Now they reverse it around the world. Bonskowski in the corner, no. Left it short, rebound for Proskin. Back out, finds Hartwell. Little runner in the lane, it's blocked. Hartwell gets it back again, tries a second time. This is off the mark. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Edmiston. They'll try a long pass ahead here for Kyle Off. The right-handed layup, he missed it, but DeVries was right there to grab the rebound and put it in. Minute 50 to go, second quarter. It's 29-16. Panthers on top of the Raiders here tonight on WCDL. Always good to have a Tri-Valley battle here on the radio. And Skylar Norton thinks about a straightaway three, does fire it up. It's a little short. Edmiston with a rebound. They're doing a good job on the glass here the last few minutes. And back quickly down the floor. They'll work it to the interior for DeVries. DeVries kicks it to Kyle Off on the right side. Off the glass, too strong. DeVries a rebound, back out for Martin. Martin hit the rim twice on that one, then rolled out of bounds off the miss. It's going to go back to GMU with a minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Both teams going to the bench, as this will be Gavin McEnroe coming back in for Edmiston and Kyle Myers for Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Minute 15 to go, second quarter. GMU trying to chip away. They did a good job there. They got down, got it back to about five. And now GMU finding themselves down in a 29-16 hole as we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. McVay directing traffic here, trying to set the offense up for GMU. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. 10 seconds coming up on the shot clock. Here's McVay for three. Hit the rim twice again and wouldn't go down. The iron a little unkind to GMU. Martin in transition. Tosses one up for DeVries. It's good. Little alley-oop there to DeVries, and he was able to lay it off the glass and put it in. And Edmiston leads 31-16 with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. McVay at the top of the key goes to the right side for Dominic Hartwell. Zips one back to the near side. Finds McVay. Now to Bonskowski. works it to the right low block. Pull-up jumper here from Myers is partially blocked, and Edmiston will come away with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Ahead now for DeVries, right wing corner, as Edmiston goes left to right. So reverse it over the top of the defense, now to the high post, working it back to Jennings on the right side. With 5 seconds left, they feed it through to Martin. He's got 13, and that's going to do it. Our halftime score, Edmiston 33, GMU 16. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Again, halftime score, 33-16. Edmiston boys on top of GMU. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. I'm live at GMU for this boys' varsity game. Our halftime score is Edmiston 33, GMU 16. Here is your first half scoring summary. First for Edmiston, 13 points for Josh Martin, 12 for Greg DeVries, 3 for Tyler Jennings, 3 for Gavin McEnroe, and 2 for Colin McEnroe. So DeVries got off to the hot start. He had 8 points, like, right off the bat, and Josh hadn't scored yet, and you're thinking, what's GMU doing to slow him down? Then all of a sudden, boom, boom. Josh started to light it up there a little bit, hit a couple of threes, and did a very nice job to lead Edmiston. Edmiston got up. GMU kind of clawed their way back in, and then right at the end of the second quarter, Edmiston pushed it out again to have this 33-16 halftime lead. On the other side for GMU, 8 points for Gavin Bonskowski, 4 for Dalton Proskin, and then 2 apiece for Dylan McVeigh and for Dominic Hartwell. Before this contest at 5:30, it was the GMU girls and the Edmiston girls facing off. And it's kind of nice here as the girls were able to stick around and watch the guys' game. So this is nice. We do have a little chatter in the stands here tonight because usually no spectators allowed at these games. But again, GMU girls winning earlier over Edmiston, 47-36. Hannah Bonskowski with a game-high 20 points for GMU. She hit 5 three-pointers. Ashlyn Marin had 9 points and 9 rebounds for GMU. And so they were the 1-2 punch there. Megan Perrine as well for GMU, 6 points and 9 rebounds for the Raiders. On the other side for Edmiston, it was Abigail Bateman with 12 points. Logan Lund added 5 steals for Edmiston. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, again brought to you by Marabito, and they have been serving the community since 1927. It's another busy night tonight and tomorrow on the local basketball scene. 12 games on tap here tonight. Some good matchups going on. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Delhi girls are at Norwich for a little Saturday evening basketball. Join us for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show at about 5:45 or 5:50. So that'll be fun. And just want to give a shout-out to Downsville's Olivia Brunner. She hit 1,000 points tonight in a Downsville victory over Davenport. So congratulations to her. And also congratulations to Unitigo's Meg Perry. She hit the 1,000-point mark last night for Unitigo. She scored 33 points in the Spartans' victory over visiting Cooperstown, and she is the 8th player in Unitigo school history to be on the 1,000 career point club list. So big congratulations to Meg. Huge effort last night with those 33 points as well. All right, we'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll get you set for the third quarter. Our score here at GMU, it's the Edmiston boys leading the Raiders of Gilbertsville Mount Upton, 33-16. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla.
the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Good timing, folks. We're just about to start the third quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com here tonight. And the Edmiston boys right off the tap here will take it inside, and we'll have a foul on GMU. Foul's going to be on Dalton Proskin, so this will be sending Edmiston's Colin McEnroe to the line here for the Panthers. He had, I believe it was 16 points last night in a loss to Cooperstown, so big effort for Colin. Edmiston boys leading GMU 33-16. McEnroe's first shot is up and in for Edmiston, makes it 34-16. Don't forget, online, courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Go back, listen to this game and many others that we've done this year and in the past in our game audio archive. It's all courtesy of SFCU. McEnroe goes 2-for-2 at the line, and it's a 35-16 score. Edmiston boys on top of GMU for some Friday night hoops here tonight. Thanks for joining us. Bonskowski at the high post now for GMU, trying to make himself available. Kicks one back to the right side as GMU now goes left to right on your radio dial. They're in the white uniforms with the blue trim here in this home game. Edmiston's in the orange with the black. 7.5 to go in the third. We're going to have a foul, I believe, yes, here on DeVries, as that was Skylar Norton trying to take it to the rim. And so Norton will step in to shoot two. GMU going to slowly try to chip away at this Edmiston lead here early in the second half. Norton's first shot is up and good. And the second one coming. So Norton settles in, and this one is up for the Raiders and good. So Norton goes 2 out of 2 for his first points of the evening. Makes it Edmiston 35, GMU 18 with 7:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Martin on the right wing side. Crosses over, gets to the foul line. Little underhand pitch finds McEnroe in the corner. Baseline drive taken away, though, by McVay. GMU's off to the races. McVay with a bounce pass finds Dominic Hartwell. Lays it up and in. Hartwell now with 4 points. Makes it 35-20 with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Martin back down the floor for GMU. Wants a three in front of his own bench. Fires, and it's good. Martin now with 16. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. And just like that, GMU goes to make a little run, and Edmiston answers back. Edmiston boys lead GMU 38-20, early third quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, GMU with the ball going left to right. They trail 38-20 here in this boys' contest tonight. Edmiston and GMU here tonight at Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. GMU with the ball left wing side. They find Norton to the high post now for Gavin Bonskowski. Fadeaway is good for Bonskowski. He is into double figures for the Raiders with 10 points. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Edmiston boys leading 38-22. Martin with the basketball. Top of the key now for Edmiston. Feeds one into the far side corner for Colin McEnroe. Little give and go back to Martin off the glass and good. And J-Mark's got 18. And it's 40-22 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. GMU going left to right. McVay directing traffic, quarterbacking. This offense goes far side. Left side now for Norton. Back to McVay on the right side. Little give and go back to Norton. Dribbles to the interior. Norton is fouled by Kyle Off with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. So this will be the second personal foul on Off and the second team foul on Edmiston here in this third quarter. So Bonskowski will look to get it in. And he does just in time, finds McVay on the right wing side. Gets it back to Bonskowski, double teamed on the left wing. Now we'll pull it back out, finds Norton. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. They go to McVay, but they're going to have a traveling violation on Norton as he tried to sneak into the blue paint there. Ball goes back to Edmiston as they go right to left in the orange and black trim. With 5:45 to go in the third, it's the Edmiston boys leading 40-22 on the road here tonight at GMU. Here's Martin floating. Now finds Off, dishes off for the shot there. It won't go. Rebound for DeVries. Back into the corner for Martin, front of his own bench. Martin, a little spin move. Comes off the pick, floats one far side for Off. Thought about a three, but didn't pull it. Back to Martin now. 5:25 to go in the third, 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Martin comes off a screen, dishes it to Off. Thought about a three, this time he does shoot it. It's too strong. Ball loose on the floor. DeVries is going to track it down. They got a fresh shot clock as that ball was tipped. DeVries got to track it down, feeds one up to McEnroe here. He's stripped of the basketball, but somehow Edmiston's able to hold on. They get it back safely into the hands of Martin. Pump fakes on a three. And now to the right side for Kyle Off. Skims the front of the rim, left that one short, not enough air under it. Proskin with the rebound. 4:50 to go here in the third. GMU will work it back up the floor. Here is McVay. McVay floats one into the corner now for Skylar Norton. And we'll go to McVay again. GMU trying to work the ball around. To Proskin on the interior. Stripped of it. Lost control. He's out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Edmiston with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Looks like Dominic Hartwell has been assigned the duty of chasing Josh Martin around. And he's been right in his shorts over the last couple of possessions. Martin off the screen. Wants to take it to the rim. Wow, nice. Floating up and under with the left-handed layup, and Josh now has 20 points, makes it 42-22. That's hard to stop. That was a beautiful move and a great finish. 4:10 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for McVay. McVay works it around, finds Bonskowski. He's got 10 points. And over to Norton. Back to McVay. He fires up a three, and it's good for Dylan McVay. He has 5 points now, and it's 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Edmiston boys leading 42-25. Martin to the left side explodes and just lays another one up and in. Martin's got 22. He was just waiting on that screen, and then the Red Sea parted. He was able to take it right to the rim, and it's 44-25. Martin now with 22 for Edmiston. 3.5 to go in the third. GMU trying to answer back. They go to Norton. To the high post now for Bonskowski. He's double-teamed, tries to toss one up, can't get it to go, but is fouled, and will head to the line with 3:20 to go in the third. So Bonskowski will settle in to shoot two here for GMU. As Bonskowski able to join the 1,000 career point club for GMU last year. And is, a shortened senior season, but trying to put his name mark in the GMU record books as much as he can in this shortened season. Boskowski misses the first foul shot there. Second one coming here for Gavin at the line with 3:20 to go in the third. So Boskowski settles in. And the second shot is in and out. Couldn't get it to go. He goes 0 for 2. That's a pretty rare occurrence. And a rebound here for Hartwell. And he was fouled. Fourth team foul on Edmiston. That's going to be the second on Greg DeVries. Our team foul situation, Edmiston with 4, GMU with 1. Raiders look to get it in. They find Devin Hartwell. Hartwell to the left side. Now goes to McVay. Wide open 3 for McVay. Buries it from downtown, and McVay's got 8 points. Makes it 44-28, so GMU trying to climb back into this game a little bit with 3:05 to go in this third quarter. In the corner for Edmiston now. Shot won't go there for Gavin McEnroe. GMU with a rebound. Too far ahead of Hartwell. He's able to save it, but Edmiston's there to scoop up the loose change. Here's Martin back down the floor. Splits two defenders. Gets into the paint. Finds Colin McEnroe. Pull-up jumper in and out. Boskowski a rebound. 2:40 to go in the third. It's Edmiston 44, GMU 28. Down the right side of the floor now for Dylan McVay. GMU trying to grab some momentum here. McVay passes to Hartwell on the far side. Devin finds Dominic Hartwell, as both of the Hartwells are in there at the moment. They'll try to work it to the interior, and it was tipped away. Stolen by Greg DeVries of Edmiston. Trying to go coast to coast. Little up and under. Floater won't go. Ball loose on the floor, and somehow GMU comes away with it with Devin Hartwell. Hartwell in transition. Stops. Gives it to Proskin. Wants to take it to the rim and scores. Dalton Proskin. Little Dr. J hook in the lane. Makes it 44-30. Edmiston boys on top of GMU with 1:55 to go in the third. Martin floats it down low, and it's blocked out of there. And then the rebound comes to Colin McEnroe, and he puts it up and in. 6 points for McEnroe after the block there by Boskowski. Second chance opportunity, he puts it in. 1:40 to go in the third. GMU trailing by 16. They'll reverse it to the far side as GMU goes left to right. They find Proskin. Proskin in the left wing corner. Skips it across the top of the defense. Finds McVay. Step back three. Good. McVay can't miss at the moment. That's 3 3-pointers for McVay. He's got 11 points. Makes it 46-33. Look out, folks. GMU making a little run here in the third. Martin trying to answer back for Edmiston. Little underhand pass. Finds Kyle off to the interior. Ball was stripped. Ball loose. Goes back to Martin at the top of the key. Martin at the foul line. Floating jumper. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for the Raiders. Hartwell will work it out of harm's way. Finds McVay with 55 ticks left here on the clock in the third quarter. And Edmiston leading 46-33. McVay on the right side of the floor now as GMU goes left to right. Looking for options. Edmiston's going to have to keep an eye on him. Now Devin Hartwell for three. Got it, Devin Hartwell from downtown. It's raining threes here for the Raiders. They've cut it back to 10 with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's a very manageable game. Martin gets stripped from behind out of bounds. We'll stay with the Panthers. And a good job by GMU between Hartwell and McVay. They have chipped back into this game. They were down by, I believe it was, well, I said 16 at one point. I think it was 20 at one point. Now they've cut it down to 10. Edmiston trying to answer. A three straight away from McEnroe won't go. GMU a rebound with 25 seconds to go in the third. McVay over the midcourt timeline. McVay right side finds Boskowski. Dribble drive on the baseline. Pull up jumper won't go. Hit the rim twice. Martin skies for a rebound with 10 seconds left. Martin in the backcourt. Shot clock is off. Feeds one ahead. Edmiston with the basketball. Down to 5 seconds. They'll go back to Martin. He's going to have to fire one up at the buzzer. A two, no good. Three quarters in the books. Edmiston boys on the road here at GMU. They have a 10-point lead, 46-36. We'll be back on CDO.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. GEMU and Edmiston here tonight. Gilbert Somon Upton boys trailing 46-36 as we start the fourth quarter. GEMU to the interior. They kiss it off the glass, and a good shot there from Dalton Proskin. He's got 8 points. GMU is back in this ball game, folks. Looked like they were dead in the water just a couple of minutes ago. But now Edmiston leads 46-38 with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Gavin McEnroe. McEnroe gets it back. He wants a three ball. It's too strong. Rebound underneath here for Hartwell. It was Dominic Hartwell windexing the glass. GMU could cut it down to 6, maybe even 5 on this possession. Some hot shooting from Dylan McVay and from Devin Hartwell has gotten them back into this. Now they go to Bonskowski. Passes to the interior for Proskin. Back over McVay. Another three. In and out. Rebound for Dominic Hartwell. Puts it up and he's fouled by Greg DeVries with his 7:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Hartwell will head to the line. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. I'm up in the balcony here at GMU, what they used to call the dog pound back in the day. Great place to call a ball game, I will say that. Great view, and just feels good to be back here calling games again. Hartwell's first shot at the line is good. He's got 5. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always a big thank you to Jim. You know, we're working pretty much 6 or 7 days a week right now trying to get you these games during this short season, and that takes a lot of Jim's time, too, so I appreciate his support. Hartwell goes 2 for 2 at the line, and he's got 6 points. It's a 46-40 ball game, and we got a lot of time left. 7 minutes to go. Edmiston boys on the road leading by 6. Panthers have it going right to left. They reverse one to Kyle Off. Now back up to the top of the key. Goes to Off in the corner for 3. Big-time shot there for Kyle Off. Actually, his first bucket of the game is a 3-ball, making it 49-40 with 6:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Edmiston boys on top by 9. GMU trying to answer. They'll go back to McVay. He thought about pulling that 3, but didn't. Instead, they find Bonskowski in the corner. Splits 2 defenders. Feeds it down low. Turnaround shot for Proskin is up and good. He has 10 points. Makes it 49-42. He's done really well on the glass, too, rebounding the basketball. Martin at the top of the key. Dribble drive into the paint. Kiss off the glass is good for J-Mart. And he's fouled and will go to the line looking for the old-fashioned 3-point play. He's got 24 points. At 25 in a loss to Cooperstown last night, so he is looking to add to it here. 6:15 to go in the fourth. Martin for the old-fashioned 3-point play. It's good. Josh Martin now with 25 points, and Edmiston leads 52-42 with 6:14 to go. It's hard to find a player that puts more time and energy into his sports, especially baseball and basketball, than Josh Martin. And during this pandemic, that was no exception. He was working out 7 days a week. Bonskowski in the corner, right wing side. Too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound for Edmiston. Kyle Off. Ahead now for Martin. Pump fakes on a 3. Takes it inside. Off the glass again. No good. Proskin with another rebound with 5:50 to go in the fourth. Proskin feeds one back to McVay. Splits 2 defenders. GMU with numbers if they can hurry. McVay in transition, finds Hartwell. Dominic puts it up, won't go. Second chance, also won't go. It's tapped back out. McVay lost control of it, though. Home run pass ahead, 2-on-1 for Edmiston. Martin's going to take it to the rim himself and scores. Martin with 27. And Edmiston has ballooned this lead back up to 54-42 with 5:20 to go after GMU worked so hard to get it back down to 6. They're going to need another couple of big buckets here. They find Bonskowski right side. This could be it. Got it. Gavin Bonskowski from downtown hits that shot. He's got 13 points. Timeout taken here by GMU. We'll have a fun fact when you come back after the break here on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Edmiston boys leading 54-45 over GMU. Gavin Bonskowski with that last three-pointer. He has three threes tonight. He is now the all-time leading three-point scorer at GMU. He has hit 190 three-pointers. That passes Gavin Backus here for GMU as the all-time leader. And so a shot here from Martin is off the mark and no good. So a big congratulations to Gavin Bonskowski. He'll take it to the interior. It was stripped, ball loose on the floor here. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Hartwell gets tied up there with Tyler Jennings. 4:45 to go in the fourth. I got to see Gavin Backus play and got to play with him back in the day at GMU, and excellent three-point scorer for the Raiders. So that is really big news for Gavin Bonskowski to now be the all-time leader in threes at GMU with 190. 4:35 to go in this fourth quarter. 54-45 the score. We'll have a foul on GMU. This will be Dominic Hartwell, his first, team's third. Our foul situation, 5 for Edmiston and 3 for GMU as a team. So the Panthers will get it in. They go to DeVries on the interior. Tries to work one back to the far side. It's blocked out of bounds by Proskin, as that was Derek Estevez trying to put it up for Edmiston. 4.5 to go in the fourth. GMU still trying to chip their way back into this here on a historic night for Gavin Bonskowski, again becoming the all-time three-point leader in GMU school history. Left side for Estevez. Steps into the shot. No good. Rebound for Proskin. And it's stolen right back, though, by Martin. Lays it up and in. Martin now with 29. And that was just unlucky for GMU. Proskin tried to pass it over him, and Martin jumped up and said no, and then was in perfect position to lay it up and in. And so here is GMU with the basketball. They go to the high post, stolen away by Greg DeVries. DeVries in transition off the glass. It's going to be a foul. Yes. Oh, I thought maybe he traveled for a split second. But that'll be a foul on Skylar Norton of GMU, his first, team's fourth. 4 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 56-45. Edmiston boys on top of GMU. Edmiston will look to get it in. Going to be a foul, a moving screen on Edmiston underneath, so GMU is going to get the ball back. These two teams will be doing it again tomorrow. GMU girls will be at Edmiston at 4. GMU boys will be at Edmiston at 5:30, so they'll get the rematch tomorrow. Timeout on the floor. Edmiston boys lead 56-45 on the road at GMU. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
56-45, the Edmiston boys on top of GMU with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along on WCDOsports.com as well. Stay tuned. We'll have our three post-game show awards coming up for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our sponsors for those are NBT Bank, Marambano Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. GMU will be doing the inbounding here with 4 minutes to go. They trail 56-45. Can some of that hot shooting continue to rescue them and get them back in this game? We'll see. Josh Martin with 29 points for Edmiston. He's been tough. Bonskowski will take it to the rim, and that one won't go. 3:50 to go in the fourth. And he came in at a tough angle, was fouled, and the shot just wouldn't go down. So the foul is going to be on Estevez, his second, team's seventh. So Bonskowski to the line now with 13 points, looking to add to it here for the Raiders. First shot here for Gavin is up and good. So Bonskowski with 14. And second shot coming. 56-46, so still a lot of time left here with 3:50 to go if GMU could get some more of these points as Bonskowski now with 15. Good balance scoring. Bonskowski with 15, McVay with 11, Proskin with 10, and 6 for Dominic Hartwell for GMU. Martin with 29 for Edmiston, and DeVries has 12. Off, left side for Edmiston. Boy, that would have been a dagger, but it doesn't go. Rebound loose on the floor for DeVries. Back out to Martin for three. Left it short. Another rebound. Off has it underneath. Kicks one out for Estevez. Takes it to the interior. Now finds Kyle Off again. Floater in the lane. Again left it short. Rebound for GMU with 3:20 to go. It's 56-47. GMU trailing on their home floor here against Edmiston. 3:10 to go. Need a bucket on this possession. Raiders with the ball. Try to set up a play as they go left to right. They go to Proskin at the top of the key. Now to McVay on the right side. To the interior for Hartwell. Threw his hands and out of bounds. And he just couldn't quite hold on to it. He made a great effort to try to save it, but it just slipped through his hands. And Edmiston will get it back with 2:58 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Panthers leading the Raiders 56-47. Credit to GMU. They have been gutty. And very gritty to work their way back into this game. It's been a gutty performance. They go to the high post for DeVries. Now he is fouled by Skylar Norton. That'll be the second foul on Norton. And DeVries will go to the line. They'll say he was in the act of shooting. 15 foul on GMU. So DeVries, who has not scored here in the second half, will look to add to this Edmiston lead. First shot for DeVries. In and out. Rattled around and wouldn't go. Second shot coming here for Greg DeVries. This one is up and good. So DeVries now has 13. And GMU will hustle back down the floor. Down by 10, 57-47 with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's McVay, left side for Dominic Hartwell. Feeding one to Proskin. Now to McVay here on the right side. Slapped out of there by Tyler Jennings. Ball will stay with GMU as that went out of bounds right in front of the Raiders bench. So GMU will look to get it in. Again, right in front of their own bench, they find McVay. McVay closely guarded here by Tyler Jennings, and Kyle Off is right in the face of Gavin Bonskowski. Bonskowski pump fakes, now pulls it down, goes to McVay on the right side, goes to the interior now on the right low block on a pass for Proskin. Has to save it, goes back to Norton, 5 on the shot clock. They go to Hartwell, steps back for a long two. It's off the back of the rim. Martin with a rebound as we come up on 2:10 to go in the fourth. Edmiston still leading 57-47. GMU needs to stop here. Left side of the floor now for Jennings. Edmiston content to take their time. Jennings goes back to Martin straight away, directing traffic, quarterbacking this play. Fakes, doesn't use the screen, tosses it up down low. McEnroe is fouled as he brought it down. Tried to go up for the left-handed layup. And we'll see who the foul is on for GMU underneath. Will be the sixth team foul on the Raiders. And the first personal on Gavin Bonskowski with a minute 51 to go in the fourth. Again, stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show, our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. McEnroe at the line. First shot will not go for Edmiston's Colin McEnroe. We'll have another game tomorrow night. Delhi Girls at Norwich, 6 p.m. That should be an interesting game as both those teams are having a very good shortened season. Second shot there for McEnroe is off the mark, and Proskin cleans up the loose mess. GMU still got a chance here with a minute 45 to go in the fourth. Need a big bucket on this possession, though, and they're going to need a couple of stops. McVay to the right side. And Edmiston's doing a good job of taking away that three-point shot that has gotten GMU back in this game. Now they go to Bonskowski on the right side. Comes off a screen. Step back shot. We're going to have a foul. Going to be on Edmiston. Will be on Colin McEnroe. So this will put GMU at the line for a 1-1 with Gavin Bonskowski with a minute 30 to go. So GMU will be shooting foul shots the rest of the way. Bonskowski at the line. He's got 15 points for GMU. So Bonskowski will settle in here for the Raiders. And this one is up and in. So Bonskowski now with 16, makes it 57-48. And we'll see if GMU can make a bucket here and get a stop. That's what they're going to need. So Bonskowski's second shot won't go, and a rebound underneath. We're going to have a foul. Or no, did they call the violation? What did they call? I think they called the violation, yeah. So GMU's going to get to do it again. So Bonskowski back at the line here. And this time it's good. So Bonskowski now with 17. Timeout is taken by GMU. We'll step away with 1:30 to go. Edmiston 57, GMU 49. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
A minute 30 to go out of the timeout. GMU coming with some full court pressure. Edmiston looking to break it with Jennings at midcourt. Jennings will work his way across the midcourt timeline. Edmiston boys leading 57-49 here at GMU. Into the safe hands of Josh Martin. He's going to kill some time here. Martin is very content. He walks back up near midcourt. GMU applying a little pressure, but not a lot here. 1:05 to go. 10 on the shot clock. Martin into the corner. A three ball for Edmiston is no good. A rebound for GMU. That shot there was from Preston Graham. All right, we're under a minute left. 55 seconds to go. Bonskowski on the right side. Goes to Norton. Far side for McVay. McVay back to Norton. Pump fakes, gets into the lane, down low for Proskin, puts it up, couldn't get the shot to go. Back out to Norton. Shot from the foul line, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Edmiston a rebound with 40 seconds left. And the Panthers have a pretty good lead now. Martin escapes in the backcourt. GMU trying to foul, and finally they do with 33 seconds left. And it's 57-49. And this will be a foul on the floor, the sixth team foul on GMU. So one more and GMU will be at 7, which will send Edmiston to the line. They didn't put that foul up on the board yet with 33 seconds left. Just want to make sure I'm correct with my fouls here. So again, Edmiston boys leading at 57-49. And now it sounds like they're going to send Martin to the line here. Officials are over at the scores table working some things out. The book might be a little bit different than the scoreboard. I'm not 100% sure. And so this will send Martin to the line here with 33 seconds to go. So yeah, it must be the board is just, the board was wrong. And so this should send Martin to the line for a 1-1 here with 33 seconds to go. In this fourth quarter, first shot for Josh is good. That gives him 30. Makes it 58-49 with 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Edmiston trying to put the icing on the cake. Josh now with 31. He goes 2-for-2 at the line. And the Edmiston boys are ahead 58-49 with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's McVay. Stops, pops, a straightaway three for McVay is good. And he's got 14. Makes it 59-51. With 15 seconds left, Martin will feed one ahead for Graham. Now back to Martin. GMU's going to back off. 10 seconds left. Martin will pass one over to Tyler Jennings. Now back into the corner for Graham with 6 seconds left. Jennings will work one back out. That one is going to do it. 59-51 is our final. Edmiston boys walk away with the victory behind 31 points from Josh Martin. Our postgame show is coming up. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Again, our final score, Edmiston boys 59, GMU 51. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to GMU as the Edmiston boys take a 59-51 road victory over GMU here tonight. Josh Martin scores a game-high 31 points for Edmiston, and Greg DeVries finishes with 13 points for the Panthers. The other scores here tonight for Edmiston, 6 from Colin McEnroe, 3 apiece from Kyle Off, Tyler Jennings, and Gavin McEnroe. So, you know, this was a pretty entertaining game. Edmiston was in control for a lot of it, but GMU certainly fought their way back into this game. They could have just rolled over and died, you know, when they were down 20, and they didn't. They got it all the way back to, I think, the closest they got was 5, and definitely 6. They were within 6 at 46-40 at one point. But a lot of credit to GMU for fighting their way back into this one. They will be playing again tomorrow over in Edmiston, girls at 4 o'clock and the boys at 5:30. Scoring for GMU, 17 points for Gavin Bonskowski, 14 for Dylan McVeigh, 10 for Dalton Proskin, 6 for Dominic Hartwell, 3 for Devin Hartwell, and 2 for Skylar Norton here tonight for GMU. Very balanced scoring between Bonskowski, McVeigh, and Proskin. And I'll have to check on the rebounding stats, but Dalton Proskin was just doing the work of a man, as I like to say, on the interior for GMU. He was just ripping it up on the glass and did a very, very good job. DeVries for Edmiston and Proskin for GMU, I think both did a great job on the glass here tonight. Our girls' score from earlier was the GMU girls defeating Edmiston 47-36 behind 20 points from Hannah Bonskowski. Ashlyn Marin had 9 points, 9 rebounds to lead the way there for GMU. We'll take one last break. When we come back, we'll have our 3 awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and then we'll wrap up tonight's broadcast. So I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final score, 59-51, Edmiston boys over GMU tonight here at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Post-game show awards coming up in just a minute on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Gilbert Somon Upton. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Final score is Edmiston Boys defeating GMU 59-51. It's time now for our three post-game show awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been supporting local high school sports on WCDO for many, many years. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Pretty easy choice here tonight. Josh Martin with 31 points. He was tremendous here tonight for the Panthers. So Josh Martin of Edmiston will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll go with Greg DeVries tonight from Edmiston, 13 points, but as I said before we took our last break, he was just great inside, did a good job rebounding the basketball, and just Greg always seems to do those little things very, very well, and so I want to give him our Dynamic Defense Award here tonight, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance. Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Gavin Bonskowski tonight from GMU, 17 points. And again, in the record books here tonight for GMU, becoming their all-time leading three-point scorer. So a big congratulations to him. That's a big coveted record here at GMU. So that is that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. I didn't think anyone was going to break that for a long, long time. It stood at 189 threes for many years. I mean, Gavin graduated in 2001. So appropriate, I guess, that another Gavin comes along and breaks that as Bonskowski breaks Backus's record here tonight. So congratulations to Gavin Bonskowski. And he is our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner tonight. All right, we'll be back on the air tomorrow. Delhi Girls at Norwich, 6 p.m. Tip-off, about 5:45, 5:50 for our Butler Auto pregame show. Looking forward to that, another good girls game. We will have done five games on the radio this week by the time we get through tomorrow. So we're trying to do as much as we can for you in this shortened season. We know fans can't be in the stands, so we're doing the best we can to bring all the action home to you. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. He's our in-game producer. Again, our final score here tonight from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, the Edmiston boys down GMU 59-51. Have a great Friday night. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO Sports.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.